This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Adam. I'm your host, Taryn, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Adam is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The vernal equinox is another term for the first day of what?
Spring.
Correct. How many seas touch Africa?
3.
No.
2.
Correct. What is the name of the paper company in The Office?
Mead.
No.
Pass.
What shape do honeybees use to construct their hives?
Octagon. Hexagon.
No. Hexagon, yes. How many mother sauces are used in French cooking?
3.
No.
4. 5.
5, correct. What European country has the most islands?
Greece.
No.
Italy.
No.
England.
No. What is the rarest bear species in the world?
Panda.
Correct. How many strokes are there in competitive swimming?
6, 7,
no.
8.
No, no, no. Bernie Taupin is the longtime writing partner for which artist?
Pass.
Which president implemented Social Security?
Nixon.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Adam, you got 5 correct.
Down the middle.
Down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Let's go, Xavier.
Is that who you're rooting for?
Absolutely.
So you watched the game last night?
I did, and I grew up about 20 minutes away from the campus.
Oh, right on. Steve's back in the business. Are you ready?
Yes.
That's weird. Whatever that was, I'm really fired up now.
Steve, the vernal equinox is another term for what? The first day of what?
The vernal equinox? First day of spring?
Correct.
Okay.
How many C's touch Africa?
I know how many D's touch. No, I'm kidding. 2.
Yes. What is the name of the paper company in The Office?
Oh, crap. I know Dunder Mifflin.
Yes. What shape do honeybees use to construct their hives?
Octagon.
No.
Hexagon.
That's right. How many mother sauces are used in French cooking?
How many mother sauces? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. 2?
Nope.
3?
Nope.
4?
Nope.
Damn
what
it.
European country has the most islands?
Italy.
No.
Ireland.
No.
France.
No.
Damn it.
What is the rarest bear species in the world?
Black bear.
No.
Brown bear.
No.
Koala bear.
No. How many strokes are there in competitive swimming?
100.
No.
200.
No.
12.
No. Bernie Taupin is the longtime writing partner for which
artist?
Elton
John.
That's correct. Which president implemented Social Security?
Roosevelt.
That's correct. You got 6 correct, Steve, which is a win, 6-5.
Nice.
Sorry, Adam.
That's okay. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you too. Next time. Now,
I have to, because I'm a man of integrity. Well, first of all, let me play my song. There was enough time on the clock that I could have guessed Franklin or Theodore Roosevelt.
Which one were you going to guess?
Franklin.
You would have been right. Steve, the mother sauces of French cooking, there are 5 of them.
What does that
this
mean?
This is like hollandaise, stuff. All the different mother sauces. The European country with the most islands is Sweden.
Sweden.
And our friend Adam did know that the rarest bear species is the panda bear. And the number of strokes in competitive swimming, just 4. Backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle.
Oh, I was thinking how many strokes in the race.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's got to be several strokes.
So many.
Like maybe 100? I don't know.
Maybe more.
I didn't know you had a limit on the number of strokes you could have while swimming. But now that makes way more sense. Like that's way more logical and I should have guessed that.
Well, congratulations on your victory. We have a simple question to ask you, and it is food related, so pretty much anyone can play along with this one. And it's based on a debate that we had yesterday as we were tasting the Mariners' new menu. It's very exciting. So call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question about food. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
T-Mobile Park is unveiling a slew of new food and drink offerings for the 2025 Mariners season, and last night was the big tasting party.
And we got to go.
Somehow we ended up on the invite list, which was delightful. And while we were there, we ended up in the middle of a dumb debate.
It is the most incredible experience of my life. This is the greatest thing I've ever done.
It is a culinary dream come true.
But you had a very important question as we're eating French fries.
Well, the current French fry that I'm eating is of the crinkle cut variety. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that your favorite?
You know, I'm trying to figure it out. At this moment, as I'm eating it, it might be. But there are some great fries out there. We got waffle fries. We have steak fries. We have shoestring fries, curly fries.
Yeah, I was about to say steak fries should be at the bottom. Yeah. But then I thought about Red Robin, and the steak fries at Red Robin are to die for.
Also, they're bottom.
Yes.
That's also a selling point. What is your guys' favorite fry?
Curly fries.
Curly?
No.
I might put curly at the bottom.
No. No contest. I think that like shoestring and hand-cut fries, worst.
Oh, see, that Dick's. Soggy, limpy. With skin still on it.
Greasy.
How I like my ladies.
Yeah, but In-N-Out is way better, so.
Okay, wow. Let's go, Taryn.
You gotta get them animal style, if at all, because their fries are trash.
But this is over. It's a great steak burger.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the fries that we're eating right now, and I've got the fake chicken, the plant-based chicken, which is awesome.
Which they spell it, is it C-H-I-K-N?
I think so. Yeah, chicken.
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 Can I point out, though, that you invited Taryn and I over to come try great steak burgers, and you sold it as, I'm going to have you guys try the chicken-based, plant-based thing, and Taryn almost punched you in the face.
And she was offended. She was straight up offended.
If I have the option for meat, I will have that. Thank you.
And then she goes over there, and there are like nice people working there, and she looks at the one lady and is just like, which one's the one with real meat? I'm like, damn.
And you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So this leads us to a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. It's the simple question. And you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it. We're going to start with Joe Dredd in West Seattle. Joe Dredd, what is the best type of fries?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you come up with this question because I quit eating French fries years back. And any time that I order food and French fries come with them, I just take them home and feed them to my chickens, and they just love it.
Now, are you not eating them because, I mean, for me, it's like I eat too many of them, and it definitely kind of like it affects the waistline, or you just don't like French fries?
No, it's the waistline, you know. Yeah. At my age, I got to fit into that costume when I'm getting on stage, you know. So I'm thinking about that. But when I was eating French fries, McDonald's was kind of my go-to.
Yeah.
But then I started going to Wendy's and dipping them in my Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
See, so many people say that and have recommended it. I've never tried that.
You've never tried it?
I never dipped French fries into ice cream. It just doesn't sound good to me.
You don't like salty sweet?
Yeah, I do, but I don't need it together at the same exact time.
Well, don't knock it till you try it. 206 803 Rock. Our simple question to Danny in Beacon Hill. Danny, what is the best type of fry?
Yo, what up? I'd say like the shoestring fry from McDonald's is probably my favorite fry. But fresh, like when the Dick's fries are fresh, you see them dropping. Those might be the best.
With the potato, when you put potato, keep the potato skin on the French fry. That is goated.
I'm getting so hungry right now talking about this. Simple question to you, Caden from Polsbo. What is the best type of fry?
I'm gonna have to go with the straight up curly fry.
Okay, you and Danny are the same.
You two have bad taste. That's good.
Do you have a favorite place to get curly fries, Caden?
It's gotta be Jack.
I think Jack in the Box got some pretty good curly fries going.
No, I don't really hate curly fries, and I do love a Jack in the Box when you'd get like something and you get the regular French fries. I feel like they do it intentionally because they make you want to come back and get the whole thing of curly fries because there's always just one little straggler of French fries.
It's smart.
Right. It's just this random curly fry that's in my batch of regular fries. I'm like,
product placement.
Although at the Washington State Fair, the giant brick of curly fries. Now that's what's up.
Oh my God. I need fries today for sure. 206-803-ROCK. What is the best type of fry? James in Olympia.
I'm going to have to say curly fries as well from Arby's over anyone else.
Okay, that's a good pick. That is a good pick.
Arby's is a great choice.
And you know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Okay, follow-up question to you two guys. What do you like to dip your fries in?
I mean, ketchup's always a great one, but ranch is awesome, too.
Number one, ranch or cheese sauce.
Oh.
Okay, now I'm talking stupid.
What is your problem with cheese sauce?
I don't know. I don't even hate cheese sauce. I just hate the things that you want to put into cheese sauce.
See, I like
barbecue. Like on nachos, cheese sauce is fantastic. I don't need it on my pretzel. I don't need it on my french fries.
You ever mess with barbecue sauce in your french fries? Because that's my favorite.
That is awesome.
I will take that 9 times out of 10.
I used to sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's.
They do have a great sweet and sour.
Yeah. But I think my number one place to get french fries, I mean, Dick's is definitely up there, but Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys fries are phenomenal.
And they load you up on those fries. You order a small, and you look in your bag, and it's like five smalls.
Have you ever ordered, like, what do you get when you get a large?
I'm afraid to. They might just hand you, like, a giant potato sack of french fries.
God. Well, I know we ate, like, really bad yesterday, you know, because we ate all that delicious food, but I might...
You know what? I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I might have to go for fries again today, and then turn my life around tomorrow. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing a single second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with Papa Roach and Rise Against tickets. They're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st to play the game called 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan. Robin Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Papa Roach and Rise Against the Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st. And our contestant this morning is Andrew in Seattle. What is up, Andrew?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, we are doing great, my friend. Let's see who you're playing the game with, me or Migs.
The wheels are spinning. It could be you, T-Dog, or it could be Migsy. That's me. Ooh. What did it land on? Ooh. It landed on me. Let's go.
Andrew, all right,
let's win these Papa Roach tickets.
Andrew, here is your clip.
That is Black Sabbath.
Right. Let me know if you need a hint.
Iron Man?
Boom.
Oh, yeah!
Dang it, Andrew. I was excited to give you a hint. My hint would have been Robert Downey Jr. played this in a Marvel film.
That's a great hint.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Andrew has done his part. Now it is your turn so we can send him to this show. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here's your clip.
Oh. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Scorpions.
Yeah. Okay.
Nailed it, Andrew. Congratulations. You're getting those Papa Roach and Rise Against tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
Still one of my all-time favorite moments in the short time that we've been doing this radio show was getting Klaus from the Scorpions on our show to judge our whistling competition. Oh, there's the champ right there, Tyron Daly.
Okay, your turn. Pretty good.
Better than the time I did it with Klaus where I couldn't do any. I couldn't blow.
You had stage fright.
I had stage fright. I couldn't blow for him.
You could not perform.
I don't know if he ever had that problem back in the height of their band success.
Rockaholics, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
This morning, we have received text messages and calls from our beloved Rockaholics that we have not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Albert Lee Appliance. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you absolutely must discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And just mere moments ago, we were talking about French fries and what the greatest style of French fries might be. And Solomon from Seattle has a suggestion for us. Solomon, what are you thinking about these French fries?
Good morning, Jared. How are you doing?
Morning. We're doing good, Solomon.
So I got two choices here. One, the shoestring truffle fries at the steakhouse in Snoqualmie Casino, amazing. But by far, my favorite fries is this place up on West Seattle. It's a gyros place, and they have these Greek fries that are just to die for.
Okay, what's a Greek fry?
I know what he's talking about. Heroes in West Seattle, they have the best Greek fries of all time.
What is a Greek fry? Is that feta on it?
Yeah, it's like crinkle cut fries, tzatziki with feta and all the croutons. It's so good.
Yeah, you need a fork to eat it. It's so good.
And also, you throw truffle oil on anything, and everything tastes better.
I'm 1,000,000% on board for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
We got to take a field trip.
I mean, the texts keep coming in about French fries. I can't call in right now, but no one mentioned beer batter fries, and a beer batter fry with a little malt vinegar and tartar sauce rules.
I mean, that makes me salivate just thinking about the vinegar. That's so good.
The person says a potato. I love the tots from Sonic over their fries or their crinkle cut fries.
Yeah.
Okay. can you put tots in the category of fries, guys? No. I mean, in that case, can I put vodka in the same category? Because it's also made with potatoes.
Okay, fine. Why not?
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
I am getting hungry looking at all these damn text messages. Bacon cheddar wedges at Jack in the Box.
In.
So it says, Arby's and Jack in the Box curly fries are pretty much the same thing. They're lamb, Weston seasoned curly fries. You can buy them in most wholesale food stores. So you can make your own curly fries, Danny, at your house.
And probably with an air fryer, too.
Oh, you guys.
That is healthy, right?
Yeah. Totally. We've been living that air fryer life these past few weeks, and it has been a game changer.
What's your go-to on in the air fryer?
Well, lately we've been...
for us, it's tofu. I'm sure it's like that for you as well.
Yes. I mean, it's the best for making Barrett the really nutritious meal of tots and dino nuggets.
Yes.
Yeah, combo. The tots need a little more time than the dino nugs, but together, it's just great.
In all of the years of great inventions and great creations, I have to say, whoever decided, A, to make dino nuggets was a genius, and then B, make a plant-based version for the plant-based weirdos. The dino nuggets are, I get so mad when Tatum finishes them all. Because I'm always like hoping that she'll have a couple left over so I can eat them. Because they're so freaking good.
That's like the dad lunch, the mom lunch. I always get excited about an extra dino too.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. They have the gluten-free ones. They're crushing the game.
They understand that there's people with weird dietary needs. And they're going to make dino nuggets available for everybody.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And quick shout out, Deshaun is listening on a smart speaker right now.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool because, you know, you can listen in your car. You can listen on the Odyssey
app.
Shout out
to Deshaun.
Listen on your smart speaker. Thanks for doing that, Deshaun.
Someone also wanted to talk about the saddest songs in rock history. So starting on Monday at 8 a.m., we're going to be doing our own...
Bracket Sadness.
Let's get it going. Where we're going to try and find the saddest song in rock music history. We've gotten so many text messages and calls from people, so we're kind of whittling them down. We're going to break it up into categories. We're going to have a grunge category, a classic rock category, an alternative rock category, and then the wild card.
Ooh, does wild card mean anything?
Well, yeah, because somebody says they want Elton John's Candle in the Wind in there. And I feel like, you know what? That does deserve to be in this competition.
I think you're right.
Other people have suggested, and we are going to put Nine Inch Nails' version of Hurt and Johnny Cash's version of Hurt and have them go head-to-head in the first round.
Which one would you vote for?
Johnny Cash.
Me too.
Yeah, even though the Nine Inch Nails version is great, but I would definitely go with the Johnny Cash one. So,
what will the people choose, Steve?
Monday morning, starting at 8. It's Bracket Sadness.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And would you look, Steve from Shoreline also wants to talk about French fries. What are the fries
you
found?
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Awesome. First time calling in. You guys are awesome. We listen to you every day.
Steve, I love that French fries is the reason why you needed to call in for the first time. That is so great.
Hey, so my wife and I came across a place. It's the Salish Brewery in Edmonds, Washington.
I've heard of that place, yeah.
They serve pulled pork nachos on French fries.
Wait, so are there chips in there too?
No, just fries.
So it's pulled pork French fries.
You can have the nachos. Right, you can get the nachos with French fries or chips, but French fries, it's incredible.
I would definitely eat that. I love this so much.
I mean, speaking of breweries, I do want to give a shout out to Sale Brewing over in your fine neck of the woods, which is Stanwood. They have, and I know people are like, why'd you get the sweet potato fries? Because it's polarizing for some people. I don't know why. It's like, at the end of the day, it's still delicious.
Yeah.
I got the sweet potato fries. Those were hands down the best sweet potato fries I've ever had.
And then I think they make some sort of like a house-made ranch dipping sauce for those. It's, oh my God. I do love a sweet potato fry.
And I did try Danny's regular fries and your tater tots, and they were all great, but nothing, your French fries and Danny's tater tots, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the sweet potato fries, it's so funny how my brain works. Like, I need to have it right in my head, so I have to like correct myself, but the sweet potato fries were the best.
I mean, I just want to tell the potatoes how much we clearly love them. Thank you, potatoes, for giving us so much joy.
And this entire chat is because the Mariners yesterday invited us to their food tasting event where they get to try out some of the new menu items, and we learned that there's a place at T-Mobile Park where you can get French fries with crab on top of it.
We are living in the future. This is amazing. Yesterday, it was pretty magical being part of that tasting party. I don't know how we got invited, but we might not get invited back, Steve Miggs, because you embarrassed yourself.
I did.
And then we also got to catch up with King 5 meteorologist Leah Pizzetti. You're going to hear what happened with Leah at 9:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Yesterday, we went to the Mariners tasting party for their 2025 menu, but there's a chance we will not get invited back because if you missed it earlier, Migs, you embarrassed yourself by dropping a plate of sushi onto basically the feet of one of the team's senior vice presidents as we were interviewing Greg Green.
Also, Moto Pizza, you just have to stand in line forever to get it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it lives up to the hype.
Greg, I had my first Moto Pizza at the ballpark last year. First ever, and it was a religious experience.
Yeah, it changes lives, doesn't it?
I lost my sushi.
At that moment, it just slid because I'm an idiot. I was holding, I was like, let's talk to Greg. Greg's an awesome guy. This would be awesome. He's the senior vice president. He knows all this stuff. We'll talk about all the cool food. And I put my plate, which is a little mini plate of sushi, on top of my drink and try to balance it while using my phone to do the interview. And the video's up on the Daily Mig social media pages as well.
Epic fail.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, no.
5 second rule.
I let down. It's okay. I can still eat them.
5 second rule.
Yes. Yeah. That's what you get for trying to do an interview while having your sushi balancing on your beer.
We'll get a clean up here.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll get Tucker the dog to come in here and clean that up. Yeah.
We're never getting invited back again.
No, I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
That's the best part. I think you saw it in my eyes. Like, I still might eat this sushi. Eat it. It's still delicious. Yeah.
Of course. And then we caught up with Leah Pizzetti from King 5. She's a meteorologist. We love her.
And Leah's so great.
We are hanging out with our friend who is a meteorologist. Yep, her name is Leah Pizzetti. You know her from your weather forecast every single week here in Seattle.
Leah.
Hello. Yeah,
have you tried anything yet?
Okay, I've been working.
literally but you can't go from food, Steve. Oh, we got to go then. Sorry.
I'm in line for food right now, and you asked me to stop and talk.
I've already dropped sushi on the floor.
You did?
I did.
No.
You can't take him anywhere. It's very embarrassing.
Right in front of one of the Mariner bigwigs, Greg Green.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're like, this is what I think of your food.
Yeah. I'm never getting invited back. Our friend is fine.
So if we were each going to suggest one thing for Leah to try, Steve, what is your number one so far?
It's either the sushi or those donuts.
Wait, I thought you didn't like the sushi.
Oh, yes, you're right. I hate the sushi. I do it on the floor. The donuts then.
Okay, sushi, okay.
I'm going to do the vodka slushy with some Topo Chico on the side.
That's a choice.
Yeah, it's to eat, you know.
That's an unsanctioned drink.
Honestly, the pork slider over there has a pickle on it that has just like the right amount of bite. It's so great. Highly recommend, Leah.
Okay.
And speaking of all the food that's available this year, what would be the top new menu item to get while at a Mariners game? Their executive chef is going to tell you all about it during
four
the Daily
sushi.
Mix download.
Four sushi.
After Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here. Hi. Happy vernal equinox.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you catch.
Put some cream on that, please.
Oh, dude, you got the vernal equinox. It's cool. One shot, couple of weeks, you're good to go.
Yep.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Yesterday, Ryan, you missed out. We ate like Vikings. We
I
got
heard.
To the Mariners game, or not the game, but we went to the Mariners T-Mobile Park to try some of the new menu items.
Yeah, I heard you made a mess like a Viking, too.
I dropped some sushi. Yeah, we can forget about that part. But then the Ichi sushi, which was really good, the ones that I did eat. There's a lot of great stuff. It's all curated and put together by executive chef Craig McAllister, who's new to the team, and man, did he step it up. We chatted with Craig, and he gave us a recommendation on what you absolutely need to get if you go into the Mariners game to sample on the new menu items.
You know, we've done a really great brand partnership with Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
The Big Dumper, kind of a weird way to like take an inspiration, but we've got the Little Dumper dumplings.
Yes.
Right? Like so six come in an order. You can make some friends in your row. Like that's the best way to do it. Seattle's known for dumplings. We're just happy to bring that inside the walls here. Take really good inspiration. And like, you know, the best way to cheer somebody on is not only the snack in your mouth, but the name on the shirt too, right?
The Little Dumper dumplings.
I do love a dumpling.
So good.
Yeah. And he also talked about how important it was to do local ingredients. And I thought that was pretty cool. He talked about that.
I want to work at the local creamies. Like, I'm buying salmon from the Muckleshoot tribe. Like, yeah. I want to be a showcase. I want to be a conduit for, like,
awesome.
What this is. And I want to, you know, I want to give our money back to the community, too. And, like, wherever I am, like, I'm just doing what when I get inspired, I just want to show those inspirations back to everybody else.
Local creamies. I never heard that phrase before.
Not in that context.
Don't Urban Dictionary it.
Now, you know, when you come to a game and you park downtown and you make your way to the ballpark, you might take a Lime scooter,
dude,
right?
Someone took us out when we were leaving. That was on a Lime scooter driving or scooting rather aggressively.
Lime scooters in Seattle have now surpassed 1 million rides early this year, making our city one of Lime's top global markets.
I've done a couple of those.
Have you ever fallen?
Oh, yeah. Have I fallen
off of one?
Not that I recollect. No,
I'm too scared. I'm afraid I'll just
now,
flip
you know,
myself
off. You
off
see
of it.
People like riding tandem on those things downtown, and they're so cheap. I'm like, you can't spring for the extra buck to get two.
We just think it's fun to do it together. It's
so romantic.
Like the, it's like Titanic, but yeah, on a Lime scooter.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
I've never done it. Always wanted to.
Maybe this is our year.
Yeah, dude, they literally have them downstairs. We can go right now.
Oh my god, you can be our be our tour guide, Ryan.
Sure. Well, I'll spring for the extra scooter too.
Let's get out of here. 46 degrees is going to be the high. It's supposed to rain, and someone's looking good outside right now. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. We're off to ride some Lime scooters, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.